since last season. Okay, I think we're live.
God forbid when I run it.
Welcome, everybody, back to another edition of Chairgate, and I'm your host, Rattlesnake, coming at you live once again from the Snake Pit here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, joined by my co-host, Dakota. What up, Dakota?
What up, all you crazy bastards? Dakota Drake 4 coming to you live from South Atlanta, Georgia. It's been raining for like 17 days, and I'm sick of it, but we got some racing to talk about. We're going racing this weekend. Let's get this episode going.
Let's do it. What's up? It's Chairgate and coming at you live.
Hello, come right in.
Rock flag and eagle.
Oh,
did you hear the beginning, like my audio?
I didn't hear it, but I did hear like, what's up, y'all? It's true.
Yeah, it was like a delayed echo. So when I listen to you, I listen to it through this headphone.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, me too.
And this never happened before. It was like a delayed echo of everything I was saying coming out of my computer and not my headphones.
Huh. Are your headphones taking a shit on you?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. Oh, my God. You know what? I just realized I left up.
I never even plugged them in.
The YouTube video. So it's like watching me live. So it was coming out of the. All right. Anyway.
Yeah. Like it was echoing into your headphones.
No, it was coming out of the computer.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I had the YouTube, our video up right now on YouTube that I forgot to click out of. So that's why it was delayed.
I hear you.
Anyway, we got to figure it out. This is only episode 2 of season 5.
We're still knocking the rust off, guys. Bear with us.
In the 5th season. Yeah. Yeah.
Good God.
So, here we are. We're back.
It feels good, Steve. It feels real good.
Yeah, hey. We have a LA clash to talk about.
Yeah, we're going actually racing. Let me pull my itinerary. But man, racing's back. Snake wife in the building.
She's out of town, so she's in the bachelor life right now.
The pre-clash bash episode, dude. The bush clash, as
that's what I should have named it. Why didn't I call it the
pre-bash? I tried to tell you like every time.
I don't listen to it though.
I know, but we fucking are going racing, dude. We're going back. We were talking about how excited we are last week, and now this is the pre-episode to talk about how excited we are for the LA clash in the Coliseum. It doesn't really roll off the tongue to me, and I'm still, you know, kind of accepting it. Still kind of a little butthurt. I'm not want to say butthurt. I'm just a little salty. Like, I will forever love Daytona, so you move anything on Daytona, I'm not going to be like, yeah, that was a good idea. but I get it. I understand with all due times, things have to change. And I'm not against the LA Coliseum, but I am just kind of like, I mean, we'll talk about it, but it's still like kind of, it just touched the tip. Like, I'm not fully satisfied yet.
And maybe I'm just, like, forgetting things I can't remember. But was it sponsored by Busch Light last year?
Yes, it's been sponsored by Busch for, like, 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah, okay. I could not remember. For some reason, I feel like their marketing has stepped up or something. Because last year was marketed heavily as the LA Clash, right? It was the LA Clash. LA Clash.
Busch. Brought to you like Bush.
All of a sudden, though, this year it's Bush Clash, Bush Clash, Bush Clash, Bush, which is what it was. So I didn't know if they like went away and came back, or I guess just their marketing's different.
No, I don't know if you remember. I mean, we're gonna jump back in the history of Clash / Bud Shootout /
White Trash Clash. That is pretty good.
/ whatever you want to call it. Hey, you know, remember for a minute it was the Sprint Unlimited. That was they've always tried to rename it and give it some kind of fucking pizzazz as a title, and it's just never really done it for me.
Well, personally, none of them.
No, the Sprint Unlimited. But like changing it around. I will forever be a Bud Shootout guy.
That's what I was asking. I thought you were saying none of that sponsors have ever done it for you. Was the best one.
Budweiser Shootout.
Yeah.
And as me being a kid growing up in the era of the early thousands, when they did Preseason Thunder, and that was all, and you had to be watching it on Speed Channel, or that was the only way you were going to fucking see it. I remember me and my dad would record it on VCR so we could watch Preseason Thunder. Like, we didn't have internet, you know, you just kind of like, oh yeah, my to find god, out what race cars. race cars. And they didn't even tell you. Like, they didn't even tell you. They're just like, oh, so-and-so was fast. Junior was fast. And it's like, okay, that's all I need to know. And, but I remember, dude, you know, preseason Thunder come around. Who's got it? And, you know, that was just testing to kind of see who had what in the offseason, did their work in the offseason to get ready for the Daytona 500. Get ready for the Bud Shootout. Well, it was just a big test-ish race for the 500. I was like, yeah. Oh, and these guys are going to race for a lot of cash. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And you know what was another cool thing I fucking loved about the Bud Shootout? Was somebody trying to win all three. Win the Bud Shootout, win your duel, and win the 500. It was never done. It was close a lot of time by a lot of great guys, but no one ever did it. And I was always like, Junior would win the shootout and then win this duel. And you're like, oh, shit, dude, can he do it? And something happened, but, you know, it's like, I always wanted to see someone pull off the trifecta. Now we'll always be robbed of that. I remember they said something, I think it was last year. They were like Joey Logano won the Clash, and then he was leading his duel, and they're like, can he win? And I was like, we don't do that anymore. but that was always kind of cool to me. They took that away. But I always loved, like, me and my dad, like, dude, the shootout Saturday night, like, we're going to grill steaks, racing's back, Daytona. It's like the Rolex happened, and the shootout was always the week after Rolex. Right. That meant, like, NASCAR is back, baby. And I've seen, like, everybody, like, man, NASCAR's back. And I'm kind of like, yeah, I mean, yeah, it is. But, like, Daytona, that's when I'm like, okay, let's get this thing going.
Yeah, I was surprised with how many people asked if we were going to the Clash. I was like, no, like, yeah, do you watch this show? Come on, man.
We don't
man.
Have sponsors that are flying us out to.
Yeah, we're not going out to L.A. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go to L.A. whether there was a race or not.
I would go. You know what?
If someone got like, hey, we're going to fly you out. Yeah.
Any sponsors out there? I know Dakota just said he'll never go, but if y'all want to pay for me to go, I'll gladly accept the free flight and hotel room.
Lord be mercy.
yeah, I would go. I would go.
Yeah, I'd go if it was like paid for. Jesus.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to have to spend the money to get out there and do all that. No.
Yeah. But I'm glad people think that we have it like that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, that's not that is not a race on the Cheergate and bucket list, and probably one we'll never make it out to be quite honest. That's gonna be a stretch if we ever decide to go to that one. So for anyone wondering, no, we'll probably not ever go to that race.
Yeah. But there were some great races through the years at Daytona. We had, you know, I remember Denny Hamlin's first ever race. Yeah, I am bumper pool. I am excited to see cars and see everybody back in their new rides and new sponsors, new schemes. But I remember it was like 06. I think it was Denny Hamlin's rookie season. It was first race and he won the shootout in his first ever like cup race, you know? And it was like, oh, fucking this kid, man, he's good. And then it's kind of like things to come, like Daytona, or like Denny is the Pied Piper of, you know, right. Speedways now.
Yeah.
But, dude, thank you, Papa Good. That was another thing. Dude, the Speed Channel, the Bud Shootout, Bud Pole Award show. And you haven't yet, the internet, this wasn't like a whole thing, you know, for everybody. So you, all of a sudden, like, Juan Pablo walks out, and you're like, oh,
right,
fuck?
Yeah,
and then like, and then I remember it used to be for fucking pole winners, and that was the thing. Some years you had 18 guys, some years you had like 10, and it was cool, and that was fine. It made it, it was a, like Junior says, it was like a thing to get in. Oh, and it was like you would see guys, hey, me too, and you would see like, oh my god, oh, I didn't know he was sponsored by them now, I didn't know that was happening. And you'd see guys just come out and they just talk. They kind of, you know, just a little chat with Kenny Wallace and them, talk about their off season, like, what you been up to, buddy? And
yeah, that's like the only time you would find out what.
Yeah, we've been excited. You know, this year's going to be good to us. We're, you know, excited to get it going. And it was fun to watch. And then fucking choose your fate. They had the Bud bottles lined up and all, who's going to get the pole? It's kind of like the whole thing.
Right.
And it was fun. And all the drivers would be back there fucking drinking.
Right.
That was another cool thing. Like, they didn't just come up one time and go away. They all were, like, out there on bar stools drinking.
You know that's, like, still a style that dirt racing uses, right?
No, I don't know shit about
it. Yeah, when you go to dirt tracks, it's not necessarily the Bud bottle, but they'll do different things. Like, one at the Gateway Dirt National for the pole, they shot out a T-shirt cannon. And so the driver got the cannon, got to shoot it out into the stands, and then the fan held up what number he had.
That's pretty neat. Like,
I know.
Fan,
I was like,
fan,
that's one of the coolest.
Fan engagement.
Yeah. It was one of the coolest ones I've ever seen. I was like, that's
yeah, I've
genius.
Never seen that. That sounds bad.
Yeah. And then the fan gets to keep the shirt, and the back had the number, and the front like had a big logo for the event and stuff.
Yeah,
and
it's
I was
a
like,
souvenir.
That's,
you're going to keep
sick.
That.
And if somebody asks, like, what's the back for? You're like, dude, let me tell you a story.
Yeah, dude, I'd fucking announce Kyle Larson's starting spot.
Every dirt race does it like differently. They'll get creative. I think it's awesome. Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I miss all that. And then I mean, of course I was a kid. So like that was nostalgic for me looking back on it now. And then I've been advocating how, you know, I wish that we were going to Daytona. It's nothing again. Oh, that's what we're talking about is it's not anti clash at the LA Coliseum. It's that I wish I was watching it at Daytona. Like, yeah, the LA clash at the Coliseum. That's cool. I just wish I was watching pack racing at Daytona,
right?
Seeing who's out there flexing, who's out there has got the speed from the off season.
Yeah,
you know,
we were able to see Daytona racing.
Who's showing out? It's Daytona. It's the mother pearl of all racetracks. Like, I don't know why we would want to race there less, but some of the posts I've made, all these kids have been like, "Did you not watch the 2020?
Yeah, you've been getting into
clash?
It. You've been getting into it on Twitter.
Did
with
you
the
not
kids.
See the last couple years? Yeah, pal. You must never been to Daytona." And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my god, dude. The comments have been hilarious.
Yeah.
They're like, and then some people were on my side. They're like, "Yeah, man. I don't know what we're doing. I miss the Daytona shootout." And it's like, oh my god. And these kids are like, "I've been a fan since 2017. You don't know what it's like." And I'm like, what the fuck? But if the clash was at somewhere like Bristol. So see, I was gonna get into this too. The LA Coliseum has been cute and fun and all, but is this gonna be the new tradition for the next 10 years? A door to move the clash or the Coliseum race to another venue, go to some other fucking stadium, go to a parking lot, make some other little mini track. I think the possibility is there. I can't say I think the LA thing's still new and fun, but I don't see it holding its value for multiple years to come.
And like, if it does, they gotta add banking, right?
Well, so that's the thing, is like, why not change the track every other year? Make one time, put some fucking banking in it. Like, I mean, a little bit, you know.
We need a little banking. The racing banking would be better if we got some banking. It would be.
Yeah,
I think that's the bottom line.
I think it would look better with banking. I think there's more possibilities. I don't know.
I wonder if they're not allowed to add banking. Like, there's some kind of rule there where they can't because of, like,
maybe
higher
the speeds.
Yeah,
the speeds. I don't.
Yeah,
I don't
higher
really
speeds
know.
And it causes like
the logistics.
Yeah, and if that's the case, then move it. Yeah,
yeah. But then it's like, does it have? Do we have to sit here and go to these make a track, break down a track things? Like, can we just fucking? Can we, like, let's go to Iowa. Let's go to Nashville
Rockingham.
Fairgrounds. Let's go to Rockingham. That would be fun.
Yeah.
It moves around every year. So then, like, the way I see it is, oh, my God, they haven't raced there. This is new. I got to tune in and watch it because they're not going to do it next year. We're going somewhere else.
Well, and and it also can test out the market. So they're like, yeah. I know y'all been dying for Rockingham to come back. We'll give you the clash and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And if they sell that bitch out, NASCAR might be like, ooh.
Oh, shit. We
you
need
know?
To go here.
Same with Iowa. If you sell it out, NASCAR is going to consider adding.
It's a good test run, just kind of like the All-Star.
Hell, exactly.
Some of these
like
random
All-Star.
Short
test,
tracks.
Yep. Test shit out.
You can't say you can't do it. We're racing on this imaginary fucking tiny ass track. I mean, what? That's smaller than some of the local short tracks around.
I brought up to some of the guys I work with about the possibility of moving it, right? That's something that has been discussed since last year, how each year we could change it and go to a different stadium. Well, I found out that's not...
Size-wise, it wouldn't work, would it?
It's not likely, yeah, because the stadiums, most of these stadiums aren't big enough to hold a racetrack. It just so happens that the Coliseum, because it was like built for Olympic track or whatever, that it's wide enough... to have an actual racetrack in it, but places like, you know, St. Louis with the Gateway inside of their stadium, like most of these NFL stadiums cannot hold.
They can't actually, like, you, you don't you just think LA Coliseum, that's a football arena like or stadium. You could right. so we could go to any of them. It's like, no, it's right. actually fucking huge. It's a huge, huge yeah. football yeah. stadium.
It's like in most NFL arenas, there's the stadium and then the stands, like right after. So in most other stadiums, this isn't even possible. They have to go yeah. to specific places that were built with like giant tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's like I don't know. They have a whole value because it's Coliseum. They've had X Games. Rally
I mean, yeah. I do get that. I do get that. And you know what? I don't hate the idea of them trying to branch out. I know they're always trying to branch out into new markets. Yeah. And I think this Hurley deal kind of shows like they might be going this direction, going towards that extreme sport kid direction, because that yeah. does have the youth that they're looking for. You know, go towards the X Games crowd, the rally yeah. cross kids, like try yeah. to get those like action sports kids into motorsports. I think that's actually a genius move. So if that's what they're going to start doing, then yeah, I think that's a great idea. It's something I've actually thought about a lot.
Yeah, I think it works better than some of the other markets they've teased about.
See, I think if North Wilkesboro kills it for the All-Star, I think fuck the Clash. They've already like proven it, you know. If they kill it for the All-Star, I think they've proven it.
I think it's without a doubt North Wilkesboro is going to probably be the best thing of the year.
I would be surprised if they don't add it to the schedule. I mean, because look at the prices.
That's the thing. I don't want North Wilkesboro to be the new permanent All-Star. I'd love for it to like automatically jump on the regular schedule and be like in the playoffs.
Right.
But, like, or I also see the other side of, well, our All-Star is at North Wilkesboro. It's a whole throwback nostalgia thing. Hell, make the All-Star race the throwback race.
No, it's still got to be Darlington.
I do agree with that. But now I've got to know.
You can't take it from Darlington. That's I know. Look,
they really muddied the waters with splitting the Southern 500 and the throwback.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be willing to give up one of those Darlington races if they put a permanent race in North Wilkesboro.
Yeah.
And so you get one Darlington, one North Wilkesboro. So you get like two retro throwback tracks, you know. Like, I don't hate that idea.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Throw Rockingham in there. Man. God, I would love that. And Rockingham's, they're just teasing, man. They're like, hey, look at us. Look at us.
I'm like an hour and a half from there. I keep driving through it, and I'm like, damn it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, if
remember
that happens,
I told you, I think I was on the phone with you on that drive.
Yeah.
Driving from my house to the mountains in North Carolina, I passed Darlington, Rockingham, and then North Wilkesboro. And I was just like, holy shit, dude. This is like the heart of NASCAR right here.
Yeah. I feel so much better. I'm amongst my people.
That got me more in the mood than anything.
Really?
See, because when you drive through Wilkesboro, it's right off the highway. Like, it's like almost hanging over the fucking highway. And yeah, it's a lot like Bristol.
I passed the Lambert Speedway last week, and I was just kind of like, and Luna was like, Daddy, the race! She was flipping out, and I was just like, soon.
Yeah, North Wilkesboro kind of looks like a old, rundown, smaller version of Bristol. Because it's like mountainous. And
that,
it's right off the highway. You know how when you come over that hill and you see it, and you drive right next to it, it's a lot like that. Yeah, it'd be incredible. You can do a Myrtle Beach street race. Man, yeah, NASCAR fucked up when they got out of Myrtle Beach. I'll tell you that much. But anyway.
I hear you.
My one experience getting to, you know, drive a stock car was at the Myrtle Beach Speedway.
Oh, shit.
First place that Dale Jr. got his NASCAR sanctioned win.
RIP. It's funny now.
Not Dale Jr., but this
track. It's funny that I, you know, I went out to Myrtle with you and stuff, and you showed me around, and it's like, so this is where that racetrack they tore down was.
Yeah. It's so sad. As we go. It was a piece of history, man. Richard Petty used to win races out there.
Yeah, Richard Petty used to beat up fucking poor people out there and get all his wins.
Just beat up poor people.
Imagine you and your Paul have been working on this car for a year, and y'all finally like got the gas money to go out there and just turn some laps. And this fucking rich guy and his rich fucking family come out there with like a badass trailer and truck and like brand new fucking shiny parts, STPs on the hood. And you got like the local bait shop, like fucking you drew with a fucking paintbrush on the side of your car, and he's laps you like 23 laps and is like, yeah, I'm the best. I'm the fucking
I think that
best.
Still happens out here. I see racers all the time around here in haulers and Yeah, there's still a huge racing community here. So there's definitely still those mechanics with bait shop sponsors.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, Dale Jr.'s been in those races out in Florence, South Carolina. You know what? I think he's coming to this next one that's about to happen. Because I think he was just at the South Carolina 400, and there's going to be another one. I know. Yeah, I think it's...
Called a work trip.
I think it's this month. That does count as a work trip.
Hey, man. Bills ain't going to pay themselves.
I think that was an episode with the Waltons.
What in the world?
With Dakota's analogies. I'm glad somebody does. Sometimes I'm not sure if anybody's keeping up with him, but
someone pick up the phone. We have a live call right now. Live call on the air.
Yeah, he hasn't called me. I don't know.
He did call me. I think we got a hot take. Connor Bunn just live on the show. He doesn't answer the phone. Nice, Connor. I thought he was gonna have some hot take.
Hey, pick up them phones,
assholes. God, I could watch that 100 times. This live on the show. We don't usually do this, but it's a special guest. Connor Bunn, you're live on Chair Gating Network. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I got some shit I need to say.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you hear this?
I waited all offseason to tune into this podcast to hear some opinions from my favorite two podcasters. Just to hear you motherfuckers say that Ty Gibbs was going to struggle. Now, I said that any opinion
was last week.
Gibbs not being 2023 champion will not be accepted. And I have, you know, I've been pissed off about that for a week.
Oh my gosh, we haven't even talked about Ty Gibbs.
I know, that's how pissed off I've been. I can't tune into the show now knowing that Matt didn't tell us that he was going to be 2023 champion.
I don't think he's going to be champion. I think he's going to get a win somewhere, though.
I'll bet
definitely
Connor,
lock up rookie of the
year. I'll bet Connor. Here, I'll do a bet with Connor.
Rattlesnake will do a bet with you.
If he gets a win this year, I'll pay Connor $20.
Rattlesnake.
If he gets a win this year, I'll pay him $20. But if he doesn't get a win, he owes me $30.
All right. He will bet you that if Ty Gibbs wins a race this year, he will give you $20. But if he doesn't win a race this year, you have to give him
$30. All right, that's fair.
Gentleman's airwave bet.
All right, there you go. I just got $30 richer.
I do think he wins this year.
I don't.
You think they're gonna let? You think that Joe Gibbs Racing, his name's on the building. You think they're gonna go and let him have a year where he just struggles? I mean, he's gonna struggle a little bit, but you think they're not gonna like
cheat?
Try and elevate him to the best cheat? Possible way to get a win?
He's trying not to use the word cheat. That's what.
Would an alternative for that be cheating?
You think they're not going to let him...
The Lord bless this car, and that's why it was
yeah.
fast.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, as far as the competition directors know, that's what happens.
Running on Jesus and prayers.
Here's my hot take. I don't think Trackhouse was doing their shit cleanly last year. I think they hit on something that nobody else had, and they were getting away with it. But I think that margin closes big time this year. And I won't say that they struggle, but they're not going to be blazing hot or as hot as they were in 2022. I get it. It was a car, but I don't know. I think they hit on a little backdoor something that they were able to get away with the whole year.
Do you think Pitbull has more money than freaking Rick Hendrick?
No.
Rick Hendrick's a gajillionaire.
Yeah, he's a gajillionaire. I think Pitbull has
net
more
worth.
Money than Justin Martin.
Yeah, look, we're checking net worths right now on the feed.
All right. Damn, $100 million. That's not much.
I mean, I'm interested.
Whoa. Never mind. Yeah, Rick Hendrick all the way.
Yeah, he's like, isn't he like a multi-million?
Oh, shit. yeah, Pitbull's, he's kind of broke.
Yeah, Rick Hendrick's net worth is $1 billion. So.
Oh, Rick Hendrick's net worth is $1 billion. Yeah, I don't, because it's funner cheating and winning. Yeah. Why buy it when your best or your most voted favorite driver fucking owns it already?
Pretty much. I mean, his name's on pretty much every trophy.
All right, thanks, Connor. Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
All right, Connor, we appreciate the call here at Chairgating Radio. Thanks. Pick up them phones. Pick up them phones.
Just randomly hit up Dakota.
All right, buddy. Peace. Yeah, he was starting to ramble. We had to cut that off. That was Connor Bunn, special alumni of the show. giving his Ty Gibbs hot takes and making bets.
This is a
bets
Ty Gibbs hot take right here.
His bets he can't cash.
Ty Gibbs is a priest and his fans are boys in the choir. So he touches his fans? That's weird.
Whoa, this is getting weird real fast.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a hot take. he's going to win the championship his rookie year.
Yeah, I don't know what he was smoking, but I'm glad he called.
No, I think he has a point. His name is on everything. So how are they not going to let him get a win? But the word that he was looking for was cheat. That's what they're going to do everything they can to make sure he gets a win. Yeah, there's a word for that.
And at all, like,
yeah,
no matter the cost, he's going to get a win.
If that's the argument, like, yeah, they're going to cheat to make sure he wins. It's like, yeah, that's why I bumped his pay up a little bit more because I could see that.
Yeah. But back to the clash. I am okay with this whole LA clash. I get the last couple years, and I think it was really like the kind of generation change of the fan base kind of, you know, starting to fucking slide. Yep. Is if I think people were getting bored. I think people were getting kind of like, fuck this. Why are we watching
this? What is this? Why we have the tools? Yeah. We have the
why are we doing all this? But us old school fans were like, this is Daytona. This is speed weeks. Yeah, notice we don't have speed weeks anymore. They try to still like church it up, but like they've already ruined it.
They do in the racing world, but for Cup and like NASCAR, it doesn't really mean as much anymore.
Yeah, it was the fucking shootout was on Saturday night and they qualified their 500 car on Sunday. That was my weekend before the 500. Like, oh fuck yeah, cars on the track, baby. But now it's the clash is this Sunday night, and then 2 weeks from now, qualifying for the 500 is on a Wednesday, and no practice for that. You're just gonna get in the car and go. Yeah, fuck it. I don't know, man. It's cool, but it just don't really do it for me yet.
Right. No, I'm
not really all sold on it. And what? You don't like a new market? You don't like NASCAR? Go fuck yourself. Like, that's not what I said.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. And yeah, like I said, like, it's still a thing. Like, New Smyrna down there, there's a lot of racing going on. I think starting next week is when it starts for like the Daytona Speed Weeks. So. Yeah, it's still a whole thing, but NASCAR has kind of like left it behind.
Yeah, they're going a new direction. And, you know, when they talk about going to new markets, I don't really know. I get they're like trying to get in that California market. The heat races are going to be a little frisky. Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. I since they did this whole new clash thing, I do appreciate like there's heat races. You got to race your way in.
Yes.
Like last year saw like some desperate moves for fourth, and it was cool. But so far, I'm sure I'll get it. Like with they got qualifying on Saturday, I don't know what did they change the format? Is the format the same this year? I don't know. I haven't seen anything but LA Clash, bitch. I don't know what's going on. Are there more heat races? Less heat races? More people allowed to race? I think it'd be cooler have heat races. I don't know how you'd have to divide up or how many, but just have 10 cars for the finale or the main. Just 10 cars. You know, I got a little calamity last year. Like, really, if you weren't in the top 7 or 8, you weren't going to the front. Pretty much from 10th to 24th or whatever was just riding around. Is what it seemed like. Maybe it'll be different this year. But I don't know. I think it'd be cooler to have a little more cutthroat, a little less cars for the main. Therefore, they could maybe, like, race it out a little bit
right,
more.
Right, yeah, because it's a lot for that track. So.
Yeah. And, I mean, last year it was the first race of the next-gen car. So there was a lot going on there, too.
Right.
The first time we saw the cars, first time with the number forward, everything was new. Like, what is this?
Yeah, that was
I think this year does have the potential to be a better race.
Yeah, I agree.
These guys are going to have a little more handle with the cars. You know, new rules coming out. Things are going to be a little different. I don't know. I think this could be better than last year. Or last year, I think, was a success. Now that's the bar. Let's fucking hit a home run and hit it over it.
I think the bumper and wrecking shit will entertain new fans. yeah, I agree. I mean,
they were trying to get from the whole redneck idiots thing and fucking bumper cars.
yeah. I mean, hey, it entertains me. I'm not going to lie. It's short track racing.
I'll be watching.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is that I think that their whole idea was we're short track racing, bumping, and they're gonna have to bump the guy for the win. And we saw Kyle Busch and Joey kind of duke it out a little bit last year, but there wasn't nothing chaotic that was just like, whoa. It was more just like, oh, okay.
Yeah, because they're going so damn slow.
Well, that's the thing. They're on an eighth of a mile. And it's like, well, yeah, they're going 70 mile an hour.
Right.
Like, honestly, with you no banking, take a stock Camaro out there and fucking probably outrun them.
I mean,
I don't like that's another thing. It's like, I like watching loud cars go fast. Take that how you want it. I don't like watching not as loud cars go slow.
That should be a t-shirt. I don't like watching not as loud cars go slow. Dakota.
Last year we said this all the time. We're like, that should be a shirt.
Write it
and
down.
We're like, what did we say?
Write it down.
I'm writing it down right now, dude.
I don't like not. What was it?
I said. I said I don't like not as loud cars going slow.
Yeah.
Or something.
There you go. I don't like not as loud cars going slow. That's a great that's a quote good from Dakota. these are all going to be t-shirts, and you can buy our t-shirts.
Speaking of t-shirts.
Yeah, I put out a new one. It's not bad. It's not too bad.
I was showing people at work, and they were like, dude, that's fucking sick. I was like, order it now.
Hey, let's go. Yeah, I ordered one. Thought it'd be nice for Daytona.
Speaking of people that wanted one, Javi from Yeats hit me up, and he was like, dude, that's fucking sick. And I was like, yeah, we got to hook you up, bro. We'll send one your way. And speaking of Yeats, look this cool at a race near you. By using chair gating discount code in checkout at yeetsofficial.com, get you a pair of Yeats. They have some sales here and there. You might want to subscribe to a little email list. Some badass sales when they got stuff in stock. Take advantage.
All the Dalton Good fanboys. These are his pair right there.
Yeah, I mean Dalton Good. You could look just as cool as Dalton Good at Daytona 500. yeah, everybody knows that video. But yeah, man, yeetsofficial.com. Check them out. Check them out. I've been writing this for 10 minutes because I keep talking.
Are you still writing?
Well, I wrote and then started talking and now I'm writing again. I'm like, wait.
Are you illiterate? Just be honest.
I'm not illiterate, but I'm the older I get, the more I'm starting to think I might have mild symptoms of CTE.
You're like Charlie from It's Always Sunny. I'm going to look at your notes and it's just going to be scribbles and doodles.
Yeah. A penguin and a belt and a cashew.
Money, please. Give me money.
Bull denim. But, dude, speaking of the season coming back, this week was popping off. Bob Parker's Twitter was smoking.
Yeah,
Jordan Bianchi, I couldn't even – he's got bruises on his thumbs. NASCAR just was like, hey, you know all that stuff y'all have kind of been asking about in y'all's Twitter comments? Guess fucking what? I do like how they kind of just dropped a fucking mic on like, hey, here's a rule, here's a rule, here's a rule, here's a rule, here's a rule.
It was crazy.
Weren't like, there was no like, NASCAR is looking into changing this. NASCAR is looking into maybe perhaps this once. No, it was like NASCAR was like, cones like everywhere.
Bob drops a tweet. Another tweet. I'm like, holy shit.
I couldn't even fucking keep up, dude. Yeah. I was like, oh, whoa.
You sent me all the list of them. Should we just go through them?
Yeah, well, that's what I sent so we could reference them.
Yeah,
they were just like, hey, now this, and now we can do this, and now we're going to do this. A lot of little tweaks that I'm very impressed with and I like a lot.
So starting with no top 30 rule for playoffs.
Yes, I think this is kind of neat. I don't actually want to preserve the Hail Melon car. I think that's cool, too. We're going to get to the Hail Melon here in a minute. Top 30 rule, I think, for instance, where this comes in is, you know, we all saw Atlanta 2 last year that I think everybody's wanting us to get to this Chastain rule.
Yeah, that's like the only rule people care about.
But the top 30 rule, Coil of Joy was like 32nd points, was leading like the last two laps at Atlanta before Chase Elliott just put him in the wall the only way he knows how. But fucking now say if Coil of Joy, if he'd won that race, he would not have been playoff eligible. And a lot of these ignorant fans out here like to be like, well, that's a waste of a spot. Like, well, when the fuck ever was 8th through 16th a useful spot anyway? But it's about money, it's about airtime, it's about sponsorship, it's about morale for your team. Now, you can be fucking Landon Castle and win a Talladega and you're in the damn playoffs. I think there's still like a 100% rule. Like I think you have to, I think I saw you still have to race every race. It can't be like a part-time team or starting park.
Well, I think you, really the team needs to. You can be,
or you have
sick,
to have a charter, like, I think. Yeah. But still, anybody that wins a race can make the playoffs. And that's huge for those little guys, I think. Like, more incentive to like, hey, we could earn a lot of money if we go all in at one of these races and try to win the motherfucker. Oh, Lord, and the Chase
here
fan comes in.
Here he
comes. My God.
Chase, I don't know what's worse, this or Connor.
Who blocks worse, Chase Elliott or Joey Logano?
there he is. God.
I'm glad you got to see your driver win in person, man. That was cool, you know, and at Atlanta. But I think it's cool. It's that all these changes, I'm like, okay. I haven't seen one that I'm like, what? But top 30 rule, I liked that. What are you feeling about it?
I agree, Connor is worse. No, yeah, I agree. I actually really like it as well. Yeah, I'm all for, I love the win and you're in idea. I like the facts that you're not just gonna see the wealthiest teams make the playoffs in order, because that's pretty much how it would be without that. So yeah,
well,
I like
you remember last year how cutthroat and crazy the cutoff line was.
Yeah,
you know,
it was
Blaney
insane.
And Truex and Austin
Dillon.
Well, it
came down to Kurt. Like,
yeah,
Kurt pulling out.
Pretty much pulled out and ruined everything. Yeah. But say Corey LaJoy wins a race before the playoffs or something, and all of a sudden, you know, Joey Logano's fighting to get in, or, you know, Alex Bowman's fighting again or something. You know, like, he takes a spot from some guys that may not be locked in already. You know, I think that's huge. And, hell, say they go to Daytona for the cutoff and Corey LaJoy wins the motherfucker. All of a sudden, he's in, you know?
We kind of touched on this last week. I don't think so. I think last year was the closest we're going to see.
I don't think we do. Yeah, I think
it was a new car last year, and that was our best opportunity.
Yeah, I think we have, like, 11 to 13 winners this year. I think that's going to be like, I think we get more back to kind of what we saw. Some of the bigger teams kind of step.
Their team would still be
gap.
Great. I'd be happy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I still think we're going to have a close cutoff for the playoffs, but I think there's going to be more points involved.
Yeah. It'll be interesting with some of these team changes, how things kind of play out.
Yeah.
You know, we have Kyle fucking Busch at RCR. You know, Tyler Reddick now at 2311. There's a lot of things going on that should help, but I think last year was our best opportunity to get there, which technically we did get there. It's just Kurt pulled out. But yeah, I think last year with the new cars, that was our best chance.
Taking us into the moment you've all been waiting for. The next rule change. The next change was Hail Melon move outlawed. I love how, like, NASCAR itself and everybody is like, the Hail Melon move will be outlawed. Like,
it's just all official.
Like, how iconic is that by Ross?
It needs to be, like, in the rule book right now.
Hail Melon outlawed. They said if you get caught, like, I guess, deeming a move that would be similar to that or fucking doing it, it's a time penalty. But they kind of joked about it going into Phoenix, but I honestly was like, I don't think anyone's going to try to do that again or try. I thought about it. Like, no, you didn't.
That
Shut
was
up.
A big discussion immediately after it happened was, well, NASCAR is going to have to outlaw that. Cause like, nobody,
it was wild.
I remember we had a huge discussion on this, whether they even should or shouldn't.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of like, well, if you're ballsy enough to try it.
Yeah.
I mean, enter
at your own risk.
Yeah. I don't, you know,
But then I also, like, a lot of people are like mad. I'm not mad. I'm kind of like, I think it's necessary. I as a safety issue. What if he would have just like did that and the car burst into flames and he burned alive on TV? Like, Jesus Christ, you know, or like hit somebody, hit that gate. You know, they could have gone so much worse or some other way. But it also kind of seals Ross Chastain's move in time that this is never going to happen again. This crazy ass shit only happened
and,
this one time.
When we got to watch it live too and be like, Whoa, what the fuck?
Yeah. And I mean, that's only what they're gonna play at Martinsville trailers now. The Hail Melon
and
Joey Logano destroying Matt Kenseth. That is all they're gonna play.
I mean, I think it's hilarious that they're just gonna promote something that they just outlawed. And you know they're going to promote it, which
Ross
is just...
Chastain's new nickname, the Outlaw. The Outlaw, Ross Chastain.
The Outlaw.
Have
him
fucking dueling guns or something. It's a good shirt idea. Write that
down.
Wanted
poster.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Wanted for riding the wild.
Ross's melons. Yeah. Has him like two big fucking watermelons. He's on two big watermelons right at his pant line. Oh my God, dude.
It would be like the Stan Marsh meme where he's like,
yeah, in the wheelbarrow. But he's got, dude. Watermelon. Dude, that's a, dude. That's a good, like, fucking... We ought to get Dalton to make that somehow. It's Ross Chastain holding a wheelbarrow, and he's got two big fucking watermelons. Like, oh,
wait, what
my
do you
God.
Mean? Can Dalton make stuff like that?
Yeah, Dalton's, like, good at little IT cartoon stuff.
All right.
Well, anytime I come up with, like, a meme idea, I text Dalton to make it.
Text him and see. Let's see what he can come up with.
Yeah, that's honestly... He gets off on that kind of shit. He'll be like, oh, dude. Fuck, yeah.
So anyway, yeah, no, I don't like hate or love it. I think we all kind of expected this to happen. We knew immediately after it happened, we were all like, well, that's not going to be allowed. I went into work and people were like, hey, like, that was crazy.
Seth's been hitting me up. He's like, how do you feel about him outlawing it? I'm like, why do you care?
Yeah, it was like a big thing in like media when it happened. It was very strange.
Well, NASCAR they said like most viral fucking video of NASCAR last year or something.
Yeah, that was really it was a crazy move. I just that's not the thing I would have expected to like blow up with like regular people.
Yeah. Regular ass people are like, "Did you see that one guy? Chas Ross Tank?"
Chas Ross Tank? Yeah, no. We all saw it coming. Yeah. So, you can't be too upset. We knew it was going to happen.
Hold on, Texan Dalton.
This is my favorite one. No more cup road course stage cautions.
Ooh,
this is my favorite one. This is
I think
one
this one
discussed a lot.
This
last
one's
year.
Top. Seth just texted me outlawing it's BS. Racing, and that's your cat. That's your casual guy that watches some races here and there. I wouldn't say Seth's probably diehard yet, but he's watching some racing, kind of following stuff on social, and it's kind of like, what the fuck.
That is a good
and like or asking me questions of like or your average fan maybe watching.
Yeah, no, and it's a good take to have because that's probably what other people are thinking.
Yeah, they are that's bullshit.
Welcome to NASCAR. You're gonna be saying that at the TV a lot.
But, yeah, welcome to NASCAR. but fucking the no stage break or like no caution for the stage. At road courses,
yeah,
I will admit, or I am a huge advocate for stage racing.
Yep.
I will admit the brakes at stages at road courses has kind of stunk up the road courses because before we used to see guys flip the script on fuel mileage, flip the strategy, what crew chief was going to fucking, conquer. We had that Truex Kevin Harvick battle between Cole Pearn and Rodney Childers, like back and forth a couple years. Well, and that is also the downfall of this rule.
Yeah.
But
he's probably right.
But is now, it gives us some time to spice it up. And you know who's there to stink up the Chase Elliott show? AJ goddamn Allmendinger. I'm sorry, Chase, the rain is over. And to note, Chase didn't win a single road course last year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, king my ass.
I remember hearing that. Yeah,
king
holy
my
shit.
Ass. So, anyways, fucking AJ Allmendinger is going fucking dude. I think he's going to go off this year. But now we're going to get back to some more, iconic road course racing and
like real road course racing.
They're going to mark the top 10 gets the dinga. They give the top 10 points as they cross the line and carry on, my son, straight in stage two. Also, it's going to speed them races up a little.
Yes.
They're already shorter, but I think those are going to kind of be a sweet little two and a half hour race and be like, oh, wow, that was nice. Ate a pound of brisket. I'm stinking. Oh my God.
Who talks like that? Is that what happens when you eat Virginia brisket? That's why I just eat it in Texas.
God, barbecue sounds so good right now.
Yeah, no, I think this rule really surprised me because a majority of fans have been asking about this for a while. And we had a long discussion about this last year after one of the road course races. I can't remember which one. I want to say it was Watkins Glen. Anyway, we had a long discussion about it because I know you're a big advocate on the stage racing format, which, you know, I'm not against either. But no. I did say, you know, back then, I think they need to do away with the stages in road course racing, which, of course, you brought up the obvious situation with that as well. You can't have stages for every other race in the regular season and not this. So I think they came up with a great solution. They're just like, hey, you cross it, then that's who gets the points. Keep going.
Sorry, I'm getting crazy comments right now. It's funny as fuck.
Yeah, put your goddamn phone away.
I'm trying to get us a meme made. Yeah, dude, I totally agree with you that it's good. Well, like we said last year, it's like, well, if they do away with the race, maybe we'll have some natural cautions here and there. But got a Chicago speech. Yeah, dodge, dip, dive, duck, and dodge as soon as you can get into Chicago. Get the fuck out of there. But I think it does give the potential for when Chase Elliott has that 17-second lead that the race just goes green and he finished it with a 37-second lead. People are going to be really bummed about that.
Unless, yeah, and it's going to be funny. It's going to be the same people that were asking for
this. The same people that were asking for this. We're going to be like, this is boring. Or, yep. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I didn't think it'd be like this.
Here's the deal. If you don't put that goddamn phone away, I will drive to Atlanta right now. But here's the deal. I've never been a fan of road course racing. There's a couple, tracks.
Nostalgic.
Yeah. There's a couple tracks that are iconic that I'm like, we can always go there because I'm a sucker for nostalgia and tradition, but I just don't really like road course racing.
No.
So I think
anti-road course racing podcast,
big time. I think people are going to bitch about this. When that does happen, which it inevitably will, and NASCAR is going to be like, damn, we just shot ourselves in the foot.
They're going to go from 7 road courses a year to like back to 2.
And that's kind of my like, hey, hope.
Maybe this is what we needed.
Because this is real road course racing, right? Yeah. Creating those like fake cautions in the middle of a road course kind of defeats the whole purpose of a road course. You can't really do it on road courses. And so now you are going to get true road course racing. And I think a lot of fans are going to be disappointed. And I'm going to go, I fucking told you so.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll definitely, we'll have some stinker races. I mean, I already know of one. And it's going to be kind of like,
yeah, we already have those types of leads even now.
Yeah. So it's going to be more like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love Watkins Glen. That's
Watkins Glen is the king, of all road courses.
Always should be on the schedule.
I think, and I don't even care for like Sonoma's a nostalgic for me. Like in the thousands, it was some fun watching like Tony Stewart and Jeff Gordon go at and like the road course ringers, and like it was fucking crazy. But now everybody's so fucking good, and the cars are damn street cars that the road course racing just kind of watching a bunch of guys drive around, watching a bunch of loud cars go slow, and it is what it is. But then all of a sudden we started adding all these goddamn imaginary tracks and going to tracks we shouldn't be at and going to F1 tracks and shit, and I was like, okay, dude, taking away crown jewel races for some reason, I don't know, running them backwards in the infield, I don't know. I don't really care for it. I love Watkins Glen. I think it should stay. I'd love to see Watkins Glen in the playoffs, to be honest with you. Oh, my God. Oh, facts. But, dude, yeah, I'm interested to see, like, when we get to that first road course, how it plays out. When we first went to COTA, I was like, dude, neat. Wow, that place is nice. And you were like, oh, that was fun. And then kind of last year, I was like, the race was pretty much fucking boring until Ross Chastain came.
I said before they ever went to that track that it –
You did.
People were talking about that track before NASCAR even agreed to go there. And they were always like, oh, there's a track in Austin. I always said it will not produce good NASCAR racing. It is not built for stock cars.
It's kind of a shit show, to be honest.
It is. It's not an entertaining track for stock cars. It just isn't. And that's just, I'm going to die on that hill. I mean, it was built for F1 specifically. That the city of Austin built that to attract F1 races, and that's what they got. And maybe it's fun for F1. I don't really watch F1. But you can look at the layout of that track and know it's not going to be good.
Remove the window. Yeah, at some point, they're just going to start putting fucking doors on these things. I mean, is that coming? Are there just going to be real doors? Yeah. It's like a real car. Like, No one asked for this. God damn it, Connor.
You're going to have a drunk in the back.
But the next rule, I really, really like the loose wheel changes. Last year, all out of nowhere, never even seen a pit stop with this car. And they're like, pit road penalty, crew chiefs fucking suspended four races. Like, what the hell did he do? He had nothing to do with
that. We said that last year as well. That was
on a
tire.
This teams have never changed. Like, what the hell, man?
They were way too harsh last year about
it. So
especially considering that part of the reason they're having problems was their new implementation of these new tires.
Yeah.
And they're like at struggling with this new shit that NASCAR forced them to do. And then they're like, oh, and by the way, we're ramping up the penalty if you fuck up. And they're like,
yeah, what?
Well, it's really easy to fuck this thing up.
So I think if I'm correct, they made, if you pit under yellow and you have a loose wheel on pit road, it start at the tail end along this line, or tail end. If you pit under green and have a loose wheel on pit road, it's a pass-through penalty.
Okay.
If you have a tire come off outside pit road on the track,
I think
it's two crew, like the involved crew members, the tire changers and the tire carrier, are suspended two races. Crew chief has no involvement at all. I think that's right.
Okay.
And I really, really like that rule. I like that.
That's
like,
much better. I always thought that was way too strict.
Yeah.
They went overboard. I get what they're trying to do, but they went overboard.
I think it's appropriate. Like, just do an in-race penalty, not... Yep. Like, the race is already fucked. The wheel's off, you know?
Right.
They're
yeah,
already
exactly.
fucked. Why? Now you're going to fuck them the next 4 weeks?
Like, their goddamn wheel's rolling down. You really need to be an asshole right now.
Sorry, but yeah, I like this adjustment. I think this is a good adjustment.
God bless you. You need it.
Yeah,
what else do we got?
The DVP clock will now be extended to 7 minutes. I like this one as well. The damaged vehicle policy is
it
I think
just 7 minutes? I read it was going to be longer.
I've seen is seven. And if you saw it, maybe you did. I don't know, but
this is
they
on
had
NASCAR.
It at five.
Um,
okay, what'd you say?
It says that they're planning on increasing it to 10 minutes.
Okay. I think that's appropriate. With the new car, the new fucking fenders and shit.
It was
like,
six, right?
Yeah. No, well, it was five. Then it was six. And then with the next gen, they were like, dude, we have to like fucking trade. Fucking
yeah, I think they're moving it all the way up to 10. Bars. I could be wrong, but.
Yeah, they like, there's a lot more that goes to these new next gen cars. And they're like, dude, we can't even do this shit in this time, assholes. A little stuck in someone's brain. Damn it, Connor.
Yeah, how far does it go?
I think
like,
that's
right,
a good
murder?
Rule change. Restart zones wider at first five races. So when we say wider, what the fuck are we talking about? Like length? Because that would be longer.
Okay, I'm so happy you brought that up. I didn't want to sound stupid, but when you sent me that, I was like, what?
Wider. I think it's just a random fucking media person just saying words that didn't really go there. They were trying to get it out fast.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, so they can like restart in the grass now?
Well, yeah. So I think it's like, you know, they all are back out of the restart zone. I think it's like 30 yards or something. I hear it takes 6 minutes to replace a rear toe link. No dilly dallying. Yeah, see? Like they can't just swap parts and fucking like the old car. So
yeah,
I think they're going to make it longer. So it'll give us Denny Hamlin's
start earlier.
Denny Hamlin's and Ryan Newman's up there can play some more fucking mind games.
Yeah,
you know,
right, okay.
Typically they get in the restart zone and take off. But every That's now fine. And then some asshole gets up there and waits to the very end. It totally legal. But then drivers get all pissed, stacks up the field, people spin the tires. I kind of like seeing guys like, when is he going to go? Because you got to go off the lead car. Now it's going to be longer.
I like adding strategy. I think that's fun.
It's a little more, you know, a little more in the driver's hands on how the restart goes, to be honest.
No,
and
no
like
issues
it.
With that one. Like, so far, I've had no issues with any of these.
I like them all. I'm all like, I'm okay.
I either have no issues or I like them.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The next one's going to be choose cone at super speedways / dirt tracks. I don't know why we put dirt tracks. We go to Bristol Dirt. It's not even a real dirt track. Yeah. But super speedways, I think this is going to be very interesting. All of a sudden, you've had guys working together. You got fucking, you got car makes working together and manufacturers strategy and stuff. And now all of a sudden, hey, all the Chevys are going to go to the top or something. Or if you're a Ford, you better go to the fucking bottom. Or, hey, them guys got broken up on that last restart. Now, hey, he's going low, go low or something. I think it's going to make Super Speedway restarts with them 10 to go restarts fucking really neat.
So this is the only one that I'm like a little concerned about. I'm not upset. I'm just kind of like what you were saying. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out because, you know, Super Speedway restarts are like one of the best parts about Super Speedways. Let's be honest. Yes. It's always exciting.
It's more strategy.
Like it is more strategy, which I did just mention that I do always enjoy more strategy. So that is one thing that I just, you know, I'm just a little nervous that this could somehow make Super Speedway restarts not as impactful, but I have no idea why I would think that. That's just a concern, but I'm not upset about it. I'm just like, we'll see how it goes.
Well, before it was always chance, like, oh my gosh.
Right. Yeah.
Ricky Stenhouse lined up behind Eric Almirola. They're both forwards. Will they work together? But now it's like,
and that was kind of fun where it was just like, this is a mishmash of like whoever you're around.
Chase Elliott's leading and William Byron and Kyle Larson were fifth and sixth. They're going to go whichever lane Chase chooses.
Yeah. Which means like it might be just more pushing. And less battling. I don't know. I'm just a little, we'll see how it goes.
Well, all of a sudden two teammates, they take, the two inside rows and that guy from seventh jumps up on the outside. Now he's restarting fourth, I think it's gonna give us more opportunities for some of them wild card guys to get up there and try to snag a win. So JJR, how many does win? I want Kyle to go off. I want Kyle to kill all betrayers. I think Kyle's going to make a deep run. I think Kyle's going to win some races. I think a Final Four appearance would be fucking sick as hell and like really badass. Could he win the championship? I don't know. I don't really see it happening. But if he goes to RCR after Gibbs kicking him down the fucking curb and wins a championship, I want him to get out of the car and hold a middle finger up. And
I would love for him to win three at RCR and kind of cement it as like his career was in the eight car with RCR.
Or
I think that would be
he wins five championships and becomes a seven time champion. I don't know. I think Kyle RCR is the vengeance tour, and I think he's not taking any fucking sack.
That's kind of a good point. He's got more teammates than he did.
Yeah, true, and I think a win is coming. And I think it's coming at the Daytona 500.
So this is kind of what I was referring to.
Last one. What concerns me about the ACHR fall race with all four.
That's kind of what I'm like referring to.
I was at that race and I had a fucking blast. I know on TV it probably wasn't that great, but I thought it was badass. They were so fast they left everybody. And I was a four fan, so it was kind of in my fucking court.
I'm just concerned about that possibly affecting Super Speedway restarts, something like that.
Yeah, but I mean, you can have that last year. I mean, you could have had that already.
Well, it's all
and also chance, these cars though. In the package, it's a little different than then too. So
yeah, like I don't know. I'm on the fence with that one. That's the one that I'm still like, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. The next rule, last one we're really going to touch on, as they kind of just slid this in there like nobody was going to notice. They really didn't talk about it. Wet weather tires on select ovals. I think they're talking about like a Richmond, a Martinsville. I don't know if Bristol, that's kind of fast. Maybe New Hampshire. We know how it gets when it's wet there, speaking of Kyle Busch. I know they tested these last year, and it's interesting of – how fucking weird would that be? Like, yeah, we're going to keep running so they can put the rain tires on and we're watching a New Hampshire rain race and guys are like, whoa.
Yeah,
like it kind of sounds silly and tacky, but also kind of sounds like, well, who's going to win this? I don't know. It'd be new. It'd be something new. But I'm also like, how much into IMSA are we getting?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's another one that I'm like, well, let's see.
Yeah.
Like, what if it's actually really fucking good?
Yeah. What if all of a sudden, like, dudes are drifting?
Yeah, because, I mean, they're not going. If it's like a...
I do like the race carrying on and not getting postponed.
Did they say, like, which tracks that they're thinking about trying this
at? Select ovals. I know they tested at Martinsville. Like, okay. I know they had a rain test at Martinsville. I think they just mean short tracks.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere where they don't get a lot of speed.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be interesting. I think it'd be interesting, and I think... Oh, I think it's all but done. If there's rain at a road course, they're going to fucking do it.
Dalton, this has for you, baby.
Yeah, I think if there's rain at a road course, they got the rain figured out. They did. I mean, well, we saw how Coda went that one time, but
right. Oh,
yeah, you want to talk about fucking rigged?
Ugh.
But yeah, man, we're going to the Clash this Sunday. Kind of throws me off that it starts at 8. I'm like fucking getting ready for bed.
Yeah, honestly, so, I hate that so much.
Yeah, I kind of wish it was. And then that was the thing. I think last year it said that, but at 4 the heat started. So what is it? I don't know what's going on. But we got Clash. If you're gonna take a wild card pick and a lock for our at the line picks,
I'm just saying Sunday at 8 p.m. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, it sucks. It really
sucks.
Like,
that's ridiculous, man.
I'm gonna fall asleep.
Yeah, it's a Sunday. Saturday maybe 8 p.m. Yeah. I mean, I give it to LA, but
yeah. Ugh. But if I was gonna take a wild card pick for this race, I'm gonna go for a guy that didn't get his fucking limelight last year. Yeah, I'm gonna go with my underdog is Justin Haley. He was really good before some pouty baby bitch Kyle Larson took his fucking doors off and ran him head on into a wall. That was weird. But he was up there scrapping, and I think he's a low key underdog this year, and he's gonna run good. And I'm going with the 31 car.
Wait, this is for underdog?
Yep.
So how are we doing underdog then?
You didn't make the playoffs last year.
Oh, didn't make the playoffs at all last year. Okay.
That's fair.
Oh, it's been so long, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Who'd you pick?
Justin Haley.
Damn, that's a really good pick. I don't know, Ryan Preece.
Oh God. Honestly, I'm curious what he does.
That's the thing. I don't know. Like,
I think he's just terrible. Like Cole Custer, or he'll be like Ricky Stenhouse.
I think he's terrible, but he's in much better equipment now, and he didn't do too terrible last year at this race. So yeah.
Ooh, and going for a lock, I'm going to totally fuck your world up here, and I'm going with the 8 car of Kyle Busch.
You asshole. That was dead. I mean, I wore the goddamn hat. It's fine. I got another one. I got an even better one.
All right. I started. I had a pick, and I was like, you know what? I think he's gonna pick him, so I'm gonna pick him.
Okay.
You can pick him.
No. I have a much better pick.
All right.
Austin fucking Dillon, baby.
Oof. Ugh. Honestly, he was up there scrapping
what?
Up like
last year. Yeah, he got
third.
He
was up there scrapping. Yeah, he got up there late. That True Fire scheme was sexy.
Yeah, I mean, literally, it was Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, then Austin Dillon. So if we just remove Joey Logano from that equation, it'll be RCR, RCR if we can redo it this year.
Hell yeah. That'll lock in our first out of line.
Dalton, I think I got this hat with you. I think both of us got this hat, if I'm not mistaken.
It's kind
of
unfortunate they changed the
Or maybe now. It was Jared. It was just somebody. We were at the RCR hauler after the race.
It was after Bristol?
Yeah. And they were selling these like crazy cheap.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to get rid of the... Because it still says Tyler Reddick on the back.
Yeah. And they were anti-Reddick.
Yeah.
Oh. But dude, I think that does it. I think that takes us on another episode of Cheergating.
That's another episode of Cheergating.
I think it does. I think it does down. Make Dillon better. Episode 2, this one flew by. I was already like, oh, fuck. It's almost an hour. A different one.
Yeah, okay. It was somebody else.
Dude, have you seen the new Kyle Busch merch coming out?
No.
Dude, I got on Fanatics the other day and just kind of like looked around, and the new Kyle Busch merch is like fresh as fuck.
Is it with like, that like new 8?
Yeah, the new 8. Ooh. Everything's clean. A lot of black. Like all the merch is black. Ooh. With like his name and the number. And it's like, dude, I'm like, I want that fucking shirt.
Damn.
I'm going to send one to you right now.
Look out, Daytona.
Ooh, yeah.
Might be having new pick up some new merch.
Look, I'm going to send you a shirt right now. This shit is badass.
All right, Dalton. You heard it here. We're going to be balling out in our
My fucking God. I'm sending you got to fucking see this.
Dude, get the sweatshirt.
Yeah, they make that shirt in a fucking sweatshirt, too.
Sick. Yeah, I like that new 8 a lot, actually.
Did you get the picture?
Yes.
Dude, hold that's perfect. Up. We got to post that.
Hold it up. Yeah, well, we'll post it. Make sure to tag Dalton in that, obviously.
Dalton Good, our meme maker of the episode. Fucking Chase Rostain.
All right, Dakota. Dakota will be tweeting that picture right when we
get
off
the
show.
Yes, we will. If you watch tonight's episode, it'll make sense. But that does it for another episode, man. It was so fucking good talking to y'all. We're going racing this Sunday. Whether you like the LA Clash or not, we got cars on track. And I think they're still going to be pretty loud, but they're going to be a lot of not as loud cars going
a little less
fast. but, dude, that does it. I'm so excited. And we'll tune in next week and talk about it.
All right. Peace.
Peace.